Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
The Pope's U.S. visit was one of two major outside news events spilling into presidential politics. The other was House Speaker John Boehner's decision to resign. For a look at how both these might shape the campaign and the New Hampshire presidential primary race, we're joined this morning, as we are every Monday, by our New Hampshire political analyst, Boston Globe reporter James Pendle. Good morning, James.
Hey, good morning, Bob.
First, the Boehner resignation. How's this play in the presidential race, do you think?
This is only going to make those particularly conservative members feel even more emboldened to go with possibly a conservative, because after all, they won on this one. They've won in the 2010 and 2014 elections. Maybe they can also finally win the White House.
All right, let's hear from Boehner himself. He was on CBS's Face the Nation program yesterday, where he criticized his colleagues on the far right.
And so we got groups here in town, members of the House and Senate here in town, who whip people into a frenzy believing they can accomplish things that they know are never going to happen.
You know, Boehner made it pretty clear he's out because of pressure from the right. Does that give a boost to the most conservative of the 2016 candidates, Ted Cruz, for example? Or does it make Cruz and the rest of the conservatives look less reasonable, which is kind of the picture that Boehner's trying to paint here?
Right. In the short term, there's no question, again, that conservatives feel even more emboldened. Now, even long term, and I'm talking about long term as in 2 months, I don't know. We'll have to see how this government shutdown thing plays out. It looks like all indications we're going to avoid one. But can the Republican Party be one that governs and be one that leads by the time we get to, say, the New Hampshire primary? Or is it going to continue in Washington anyway to be a party of protest? And that's where we're going to have to see how that dynamic plays out.
With the voters.
That's absolutely right.
All right, on to Pope Francis's visit to the U.S. In his address to Congress and world leaders, he spoke to many issues that are part of the dialogue on the campaign trail: immigration and refugees, aiding the poor, climate change. Did the visit by the Pope alter the conversation taking place in the 2016 campaign?
Well, with all the news media coverage of the Pope's visit, you think it's the biggest thing ever to happen to every single thing, maybe even the Red Sox. But no, it's really not. These two parties are entrenched on the issues they're talking about. You're not going to see Democrats changing their minds on, say, abortion. You're not going to see Republicans changing their minds on, say, immigration. And they basically said that last week.
That's issues. What about politics? Given that the Pope's issues are more in line, seemingly in line with those of liberal Democrats, did the Democratic candidates get more of a boost from Francis than the Republicans got out of it?
There's no question that Democrats will be able to now point to something else external to say that even the Pope agrees that we're right on these particular issues.
Finally, James Pendle, the New Hampshire race will spill into Massachusetts this week as Hillary Clinton, Bernie Sanders, and Ted Cruz will all be in Massachusetts. What's the tactic in the race with these stops?
You know, there's two things going on. The first is that these candidates want to raise money, and one place they can raise money is in Boston. But the second thing is the big focus for a number of these campaigns, not just these three, has been what's going to happen on, say, March 1st when Massachusetts and other states vote.
So the vote in Massachusetts, which frankly usually doesn't mean much in the presidential primaries, might actually mean something this year on Super Tuesday.
That's right. Many campaigns are calculating on the fact that they need to build for the long term. And so they're reaching out in all of New England right now, particularly in Vermont, Maine, and in Massachusetts.
Our New Hampshire political analyst, Boston Globe reporter James Pendle, thanks a lot.
Thank you.